Hi, this is Justin Gregg, host of The Dolphin Pod. This episode is sponsored by Friends of the Dolphin Communication Project, who donated to our GoFundMe campaign. Learn how you can support an episode of the podcast by visiting dolphincommunicationproject.org. Hello, and welcome to the...
I love dolphins!
Wait, was that a dolphin?
Wait a minute, hold on!
Wait, killer whales are dolphins?
Welcome to The Dolphin Pod.
Dolphin science.
Dolphin science!
Hello. Laura, hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me over.
Thank you for coming over today so we can have our first official full-length episode of The Dolphin Pod.
Woo!
Woo! Dolphin science! Anyway, okay, so I figured what I was going to do is I was going to talk about dolphin science news items, like stuff that's cropped up in the news recently.
Great.
Some new scientific discoveries about dolphins, right? Because that's what people want.
Yeah.
New cutting-edge, fresh facts. So I'm going to talk about this scientific article that was in the news, and it appeared recently in a journal called Marine Biology. The title of the paper is Behavioral and Temporal Partitioning of Dolphin Social Groups in the Northern Adriatic Sea. So, yes?
Is it going to be dry? No offense, but is it going to get dry and very, like, sciency?
Yeah, I guess in that it's a scientific article, so it'll be kind of, it's, but it could get boring.
Okay, well, people are listening is all I'm not trying to be.
No, you're right. We should do something to make it interesting. I got a way to do this.
Okay.
This is what we're going to do. Instead of me just yammering on about this paper and all the exciting findings for science nerds like me, let's make it accessible to the normal people
like me,
who don't want to just look at data.
Okay,
so I think what we're going to do is we're going to dive into the actual paper, like physically dive into the paper, you and I, right now.
Okay, how?
Like, you know like Mary Poppins, Bert draws on the sidewalk.
Oh.
That little like chalk drawing,
yeah, and then the kids are able to jump inside and then they're in the story.
That's what we're doing. We're magically jumping into this paper right now.
I would love it if you can actually make that happen.
Okay, I'm just going to open up the journal,
okay,
put it on the table, and we're going to jump in.
All right. All right, Bert.
This is... I'm not doing the accent.
No, don't do the accent, please.
Okay, here we go. This is podcast magic happening right now. Jumping in to the scientific article in 3, 2, 1.
Whoa!
Oh my gosh. It's smoky.
Oh, it's woo.
Woo.
Where are we?
We are on a boat.
Okay.
A small boat. It looks like we're about a kilometer from shore.
Wow.
Yes, off in the distance there, that is Slovenia.
Where is Slovenia?
It's in the Adriatic Sea in the Mediterranean kind of area.
Oh.
Like, you know how like you got Italy, and then it sort of arcs up over to the east there.
Yes.
And then you've got Slovenia, and then you've got Croatia.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. We're in that little armpit area. Sorry, everybody.
It doesn't look like an armpit. It's really beautiful.
Sorry, everybody. It's not an armpit. It is very beautiful here, right? And just over there is the town of Piran in Slovenia.
Okay.
And so that is a little beautiful village, and that is where these researchers who wrote this article are based.
Awesome.
So this is, what is this called? The Gulf of Trieste.
Okay.
Right? Because you have Trieste, Italy, just over there. It's a very popular area for humans to live in.
It's very warm and
it is very
beautiful
warm.
And sunny.
But, this is a problem. You'll notice if you look around, there is a lot of boat traffic.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people.
Yeah, whoa, that one just came really close.
Yeah. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hi.
Oh,
hi.
God, I should put a shirt on. anyway, it's the problem with it when you have a lot of people living next to the ocean is it gets polluted.
Oh.
It gets polluted with chemicals and sewage and garbage and boat traffic, and there's a lot of fishermen out here and stuff like that.
Of course.
And that is a problem for dolphins, obviously, or anything else that lives in the ocean. So it is beautiful here, and I love our beautiful little boat.
Yeah, it's I really like it. Yeah.
And so what happens is these researchers here, based out of Slovenia, you know what? I learned some Slovenian.
Oh, perfect.
Right? All right, ready?
Yeah.
Kissy.
That is not appropriate.
Nope, that's perfectly appropriate. It's it's Slovenian for kissy. It means like, what's up?
No way.
Yep.
Hey, watch this. Watch this. I'm going to say it to that boat. Kissy! Hey!
Hey, yeah. Again, that guy should put a shirt on.
That but he did seem, put a shirt on,
he
too.
He did yeah. seem happy.
He did. He waved right back at me.
That was awesome. It kissy, worked. Guys!
Kissy!
Anyway.
I thought they would think I was making a pass.
Yeah, no. I think he's just... That's awesome. Anyway, so here we are off the coast of Slovenia where these researchers work. And what they would do is what we're going to do right now. We're going to go out on this little boat and we're going to look for the dolphins because there are a group of like 100, around 100, maybe a little more, a little less, bottlenose dolphins that sort of live in this area. They hang out here quite a bit. Right.
Okay. So how do we find them?
Well, you sit on a boat or like they do, you can sit on land and like just look out at the ocean with little binocular kind of things.
Okay.
And just wait until you see the dolphins.
So I don't dive in?
No, they don't dive in here. Okay. And some like my research group, we jump in the water and we look around for them, but yeah. that's usually already after you've found them because okay. they move quickly. So most research groups like these guys, they will look for dolphins from the surface. Because dolphins breathe air, so they have to come up to breathe, so eventually you will see them.
Of course, that makes sense.
But the ocean is big, and they are hard to spot, so you can spend hours and hours and hours looking for dolphins and see no dolphins at all. But look over there. What? You see that?
Oh my, is that a...
That's a dorsal fin.
Is that a dolphin?
That is a dolphin.
Right there?
That's like, yeah, like oh my 50 God. Feet off the boat there.
That is amazing. This see? Is the first dolphin I'm seeing on the Dolphin Podcast.
It's amazing. Amazing. Well, so you saw like there's three or four dorsal fins that broke yes. the surface just for a second, and then they went back down.
Yeah.
Right? And so so I know, for example, that the dolphins we saw were Tim, Emma, and Kai.
How did you know that?
How did I know that?
How did you?
How did
Are
I
you
know?
Magic?
No. How do you think? I mean,
somebody must have.
Somebody else has identified
okay.
them, and they identified them by their dorsal fins, right?
Right.
Because every dolphin has a different dorsal fin, not just necessarily the shape, because they all look roughly the same shape, but they have scars and things on the dorsal fin. So there'll okay. be a pattern of like nicks and scars and missing chunks of the dorsal fin. On the leading and the trailing edge, and they're distinct like a fingerprint.
Wow.
And so every dolphin will have a different dorsal fin. And of course they accumulate new scars, but if you're looking at them every single day or every week, you can track the new scars and update your database of dorsal fin patterns.
Cool.
And so they've been able to identify all of these individual dolphins.
Is that a shark?
No. Oh. I think that may be a dolphin.
I'm scared of sharks.
Oh, sharks are fantastic. I shouldn't be scared of sharks. Okay. You're more likely to get killed by your pants than a shark. Did you know that? This is a legit fact. Like, more people die from their pants than from sharks every year.
Wow.
Because, like, they get up in the morning and they're trying to put their pants on and they fall over and they die.
Wow.
So you should be scared of your pants. So what this paper was looking at was to try and figure out... what these dolphins get up to in their social groupings.
Yeah, very interesting, because dolphins are supposedly really, really socially complex, right?
Right, they are. They're socially complex in ways similar to humans, and specifically in the way that they hang out together, like, okay. during the day. So they live in a society that's called a fission-fusion society. So that means...
Whoa.
That, yeah, well, it's a fancy way of saying, like, that throughout the day they hang out with different people.
Okay.
So, like, you probably got a friend that you hang out with, and maybe you'll hang out with them in the mornings, but then you've got another friend you'll see okay. in the evenings for coffee or whatever.
Right, like I could go to the Small and Tall in the morning.
Yeah.
And have coffee with Cynthia, and then go to the theater to hang out with Ian in the afternoon, and then come home to be with my family.
Right, so that's you being fission-fusion-y.
So it's nothing to do with nuclear physics.
It has nothing to do with nuclear physics. That's it. Fission and fusion, splitting and coming together is okay. what it is, right? And so dolphins are like that too. So you'll have like, maybe there'll be a couple dolphins that hang out a lot of the time together, but occasionally those two will also hang out with another person right. or another group of dolphins. And so throughout the day, they have these groups that are coming together
so
and splitting and
that's
coming
together. That's what Tim and Emma and Kai are doing.
Yeah, that's right. They're probably a group that spends a lot of time together, okay. or maybe just two of them. Usually males and males hang out with other males. It's those are some of the stronger bonds, or mothers and calves. But the cool thing about these dolphins is when they did all this research to figure out who's hanging out with who, they found something really neat. Now, there are bottlenose dolphins all over the world that live in different groupings. Okay. There are, in Sarasota Bay, for example, or in Shark Bay in Australia, Sarasota Bay in Florida, they've been studying these groups of dolphins. And they find that they split up according to sex. So you'll get males hanging around with males, females and calves hanging around with other females, and then juveniles sometimes hang out with juveniles. But there's a big, they're very strongly split according to sex.
Like a kitchen party here in Nova Scotia.
That's right. Yeah. All the guys, hanging out in the room drinking beer. That's the way these do it. And so, especially in Shark Bay, it has to do with these sort of hierarchical male groups that will come together as males in order to try and coerce the females into mating. It's a whole sort of split that way. But there are other bottlenose dolphin groups, like in Doubtful Sound, New Zealand, that aren't like that at all. You have males and females all hanging out together. And they're fission fusion-y, and they'll have their preferred groups, but the sexes are mixed.
Is it like in a family?
It can be a family, but the thing is with dolphins, like, the only real family unit is the mother and the calf.
Okay.
You never know who the father of a dolphin is. Like,
not even like if you went on Maury Povich.
If you could get a dolphin on Maury Povich and they could do a genetic test, then yes.
Who your dolphin daddy?
Yeah, that's right. But you can do that because you can take a biopsy and then figure out who's related that way. But if you're just looking, and the dolphins don't know, a calf won't know who its father is. Very sad. Yeah, but and in fact, these researchers here, who are on the little boats like we are right now, they sometimes carry these biopsy crossbows.
I see them over there right now.
Yeah,
Hey, wait, he's gonna shoot. Is he gonna shoot that?
Yeah, he's gonna shoot the crossbow at the dolphins. Oh,
but don't shoot!
No, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool because it's not like it's not gonna hurt him. It just takes a little sample of skin.
Oh.
And then they recover the little biopsy dart, and then that has genetic information. Okay. So that's an easy way to figure out.
Timmy. It's okay, Emma. It's okay, Ty.
That's all right. They're used to it. They've probably been shot 100 times.
Okay.
Maybe not that many. But anyway, so you can find out the relatedness. But those sorts of relatedness, it's not that it's a family unit.
It's not like us.
No, it's not like us. It's friend units. Okay. Usually not related. Oh. That's not the reason for it. So that's what these guys are trying to figure out here. These researchers want to know, how are these dolphins here in the Gulf of Trieste? How are they grouping themselves? Yeah. And they found something really wacky, something that they had never seen before in dolphins or really in any other animals.
Really?
Yes, let me explain. They found that these groups of dolphins, about 100 of them, they live in two separate clusters.
Okay.
So two groups that spend a lot of time together with each other within that group, and then those two groups don't really hang out all that much. You have a few dolphins that go back and forth, but for the most part, they're split into two.
But they share this little bay.
They do. They share this bay, and that's where things get interesting. First of all, do you see that? Do you see that over there? That's a big boat, the big old boat there.
Run, run, guys! No, that's a boat.
No, it's okay. Look at them. Look, they're getting close to it. They're following.
What are they? Hey, be careful! There's a net under there.
Yes, that's exactly it. They're going to the net.
What?
Well, because they're fishing for sardines and things, and so the dolphins know this. So this group of dolphins, these dolphins will actually follow these trawlers and run in and out, dart in out of the nets and grab fish.
These are like little stunt dolphins. They're daredevils.
Yeah, it's dangerous. It's legit dangerous. Dolphins get stuck, right? But so that's their feeding technique, this group here.
Right.
But the other group, they're not here right now.
And I only see these guys.
And they would never do that. They do not feed off of these trawlers. So they've got these two groups have completely different feeding techniques. And the wacky bit is that other group that's nowhere to be seen right now.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
They're not going to be here till tonight because these two groups of dolphins, and this is the crazy finding, they do not live in the same area at the same time. Even though they both live here, they split the use of this area. So these guys will be here in the mornings mostly feeding off of these trawlers, and then the evening dolphins, they do not feed from trawlers and they do not The other group will be gone.
Because the trawlers aren't here at night?
No, the trawlers will still be here. Like, there's still places where they could, if they wanted to, follow the trawlers, but they don't.
They just don't. That's not their thing.
That's not their thing.
Wow.
So this is the wacky finding, is that you have these dolphins split into, like, there are three groups, but, like, two major groups. And they share the same space, but not at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah. And that really hasn't been found for dolphins before, or any other species.
I mean, I think the only thing I would say that compares is, like, how humans would do a timeshare.
Well, that's how they're describing it in the media, right? It's like, it's a timeshare.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's weird.
Wow.
Hasn't been observed before.
The badasses and the nerds.
That's one way of looking at it.
Too far?
No, I don't know. I mean, I guess I identify with the nerdy dolphins that don't do any risky, like, they're just off playing D&D all day.
Yeah, but they must be skinnier if they're not.
Well, no, they're both equally as healthy.
Huh.
Yeah, and so that's, well, they're trying to explain, well, how did this come about?
Yeah, why do they do it two different ways?
Right, and since it's males and females all mixed together, it probably doesn't have anything to do with, like, a mating strategy.
Yeah.
Why? Well, it might have something to do with the different feeding strategies. And their best guess in the paper, anyway, is that there's probably some older dolphins in each of the group who have a really good hunting technique. And they sort of pass on that information to the others in the group so that the hunting technique is what separates them. So this group here, these guys are the trawler feeders.
And they are good at that. And their ancestors taught them how to do that.
Yeah, and so they just, that's that group, that's their thing, right?
Right.
And then the other group doesn't do that, and that's their thing.
And so they have other ways of getting fish.
Yeah, so that's how they may be split here. But it's still an open question.
Wow.
Yeah. Wacky.
It's really, like, bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what else is neat? Because these researchers here over in Slovenia, they are killing it because they just published another paper very recently that was also making headlines.
Is that those guys in the boat over there?
That guy in the boat right there with a crossbow.
Rock on, guys!
Yep.
I mean, Kissy!
Kissy! Oh, he liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's.
He should put his shirt on.
He should put a shirt on. I don't understand what it is with shirtlessness. Crazy. Can't do science without a shirt.
No.
Man.
You need, like, where are you going to put your pocket protector?
Well, scientists. Okay. Anyway. Those poor nerds. But anyway, so this is another thing that they found, was that all of these dolphins that we're looking here today, the 100-plus dolphins that live in the area, they have exceedingly high levels of PCBs.
PCP?
PCBs. You remember those?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Because I thought, like, these guys are high, because Tim did look a little bit high there before.
I mean, maybe that's what he uses to get into the trawlers.
Maybe.
But no. PCBs. Okay. Those are those nasty chemicals that were actually banned.
Oh, yeah.
They don't use them. They haven't used them here since the 80s.
They were, like, in fertilizers and stuff, right?
Yeah, terrible.
And bug killers and things like that?
Maybe. I don't actually know. But it's toxic.
Yeah.
It's not healthy. These guys are riddled with them, way higher levels than is healthy.
How can they be after all these years?
Yeah, well, they seem to be passing it down. Here's the neat little discovery they made. The male dolphins have way higher PCB levels than the females. And the females who have given birth have the lowest levels. So the females with calves.
How come?
They figure what happens is when a female is pregnant, she'll start passing PCBs on to her fetus, and then when a baby calf is born, she will be feeding it milk, and PCBs will come through the milk into the infant. So she's offloading.
It dilutes it over generations.
Yeah, it passes it down essentially from generation to generation.
Wow.
And so so the males are just riddled with it. Females have it slightly less, but they're filled with pollutants.
Wow.
And that is, I mean, we're in a beautiful spot. Like, I like this
I
boat.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's like a paradise.
It is. I feel like I could stay here forever.
Yeah.
But it is, because there's so many people and there's so much activity, it is polluted and dangerous for dolphins.
Wow.
And bottlenose dolphins are particularly good at living next to people. So they're adapting to this environment. And, I mean, they've got this whole feeding technique based on eating fish from trawlers. But it's still dangerous for them.
Oh.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should press the magic button and go forward in time.
Okay.
So that we can see the other group of dolphins.
I would like that because, you know, I like these guys, but I want to meet the nerds, too.
I want to meet the nerds. Okay, here we go.
All right. Whoa.
Yeah, evening time.
It's dark.
Well, yeah, that's what happens when the sun goes down.
Oh, science. It's so beautiful.
It is. The lights are beautiful. Look back there.
The stars. Yeah.
And listen, if you can hear the dolphins breathing. See? There you go. That's the sound of the tail.
Right.
Yep, and there they are over there. They're not eating now. They're just sort of hanging out.
They're just kicking back. They're not even paying any attention to that trawler.
Nope. Trawler is still doing its thing. These guys are not interested in the trawler.
Wow.
And this is the other group. So the first group that we saw, our friends Tim there, gone. Yeah. They're not here.
Where are they?
Don't know. They don't know. Somewhere.
Wow.
I mean, they know that they hang out in this area a lot. It's one of their main habitats, but they also go somewhere else. Who knows?
Wow.
And so these guys are here for the evening.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
The nerds. Hey,
the
boys.
Nerds. Hi, guys.
Yeah. Is that one wearing a pocket protector?
Yeah.
No. The answer is no, it's not a pocket protector.
But he speaks Klingon.
Yeah, probably does. My God. Anyway, so there you go. Now we've been inside this research paper. We found what they have discovered. We've seen it with our own eyes.
Wow. Thank you. It is not dry when it's, when you're in the ocean.
Turns out, ocean is wet.
Yeah, it's true. Awesome.
Yeah, so maybe if another research paper crops up, we can do this again?
Oh my gosh, it's 10 times better than reading it. I'm a layperson, you know? Like, I don't know a lot about dolphins, but super happy to learn.
Awesome. Well, let's do it again.
All right.
All right. Well, let's head back out of the paper.
I'm just going to say goodbye to these guys. Kissy!
Kissy!
Kissy! Hey, hey!
Yo.
That one winked at me.
I don't know if he winked at you.
That one winked at me.
You mean the one without a shirt?
Yeah, the one without a shirt.
Okay. Let's get out of here. All right, here we go. All right. Whoa. Back in the studio.
Wow. I'm a little bit queasy.
You need a bucket?
Just give me a second.
All right. You gotta get your sea legs.
Oh, God. I'm going to need my sea legs if we're gonna go back on the sea another time.
We certainly are.
Oof.
Yeah, there's so many cool research papers we can visit and places we can go to. In our mind through this podcast.
Yeah, you know what? I've never been to the Mediterranean, but now I kind of feel like I have.
You've been there. It's been a thing.
Yeah.
Don't have to go anymore. This was way cheaper.
Way cheaper.
Great. Well, let's move on to the next segment before we finish up today.
Sounds good.
We've got a question from
a kid.
A kid question.
Yay!
Here we go.
What do dolphins drink?
Okay, so the question is, how do dolphins drink water? What do dolphins drink?
Well, okay, can I just say that kid was adorable.
Yes, super adorable.
I love that kid. We got to take that kid with us when we go on our next exposition.
That's something we could technically do.
What did I want to say? Our next expedition.
Exposition?
We need to take that kid with us on our next expedition.
All right.
That's what I meant.
Totally can do that. Right. So how do dolphins drink water? What do you think?
That's like, a really
I get this question a lot,
question.
Actually. Because they live in the ocean.
Yeah.
And there's seawater everywhere.
Yeah. So
what are they drinking? Well, here's an interesting tidbit of information.
Yeah.
You know, manatees?
Yeah.
They drink fresh water from like hoses or rivers or stuff. Like they actually will drink fresh water.
They'll go find a source of fresh water.
Find a source. But dolphins don't do that because a lot of them live out in the middle of the ocean. So what do?
I don't know. They must have some sort of special physical apparatus that converts salt water to fresh water.
But kind of a little bit, but that's not the answer. They can ingest salt water and it doesn't kill them as quickly as it would us because they're better, their body's better at getting rid of salt water. But if they just drank salt water all the time, they would die.
Yeah,
that's
like that guy in the Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. They just go crazy.
Oh, you got literary on it. I do science. I don't know the fancy words. Yeah, Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner.
Yeah.
Yep. So, shall I give you the answer?
Yes, please. I really want to know.
They don't drink anything. They get all their fresh water from the food that they eat. So fish, for example,
are very juicy.
They're juicy, and all that juice and goo and slime and blood or whatever, that's got water.
That's fresh water.
Not salty water.
Wow.
And so you eat a big old tuna, half a tuna, and boom, that's all the water you're going to need.
How do fish drink?
They don't need to. No, they're constantly.
Because water's coming in and out of them.
Yeah,
all
and they
the time.
Can deal with all that. So
but they still stay fresh water on the inside.
Yeah, they produce just like you do.
Yeah, just like my blood is fresh water.
Sure, you could totally. If you could, we could drink you. We could turn you into a slushy.
And you're a tall glass of water.
I am a tall glass of water. Yep, I'm just. Dolphin would love to just munch on me. I'd be filled with yummy water.
So that's the answer to the kids' question.
That's the answer.
They don't drink.
They get fresh water from the food that they eat.
Wow. Well, I hope you like that answer.
Me too. Right. So I think that we're going to call it a successful first episode.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. How do we do that? Is there a special technique?
Press a button somewhere, I'm sure.
I'm just going to press this button.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Oh, all
right. Well, that didn't work out. Do you have a fire extinguisher?
Yeah, just 1 second. All right. I'll go get it.
You do that while I just press this other button.
Okay, great.
Oh.
Oh.
That's not good. What does that mean? Should we evacuate the building? Okay,
we're in lockdown or something.
Okay, I'm just going to shut this off and we'll just get out of here. Oh, well, thanks everybody for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
See you.
The Dolphin Pod is a science podcast covering all aspects of dolphin science. From news stories to new research, interviews with dolphin experts, and fun and crazy dolphin facts. It's brought to you by the Dolphin Communication Project, a nonprofit research and education organization whose mission is to promote the scientific study of dolphins and inspire their conservation. Learn more by visiting dolphincommunicationproject.org. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode. Please get in touch with the Dolphin Communication Project through Twitter or our Facebook page. If you've got questions or ideas for a future episode, let us know.
That boat splashed me.
Yeah. Guys.
Hey.
Kissy.
Put a shirt on.
What is with the shirtlessness in this place?
Wow.
God, everybody's... We get it, okay? You work out.
We get it. You look great. You look hot.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Awesome.